go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
Diana, can you please keep your voice down?
Why, what's wrong?
I was out late last night, and, you know, my friends were forcing me to drink.
Uh-huh.
And today I have a hangover.
Well, funny you should mention that, because that is exactly what we're talking about today.
That's right. So today we have a pre-intermediate, a little follow-up to a lesson before about business dinner drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happens after those business dinners, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so the characters are the same. We've got a Joyce and a Bob.
All right.
It is the next day, so let's see how they're doing.
Sounds good.
Hey, Bob. You don't look so well. What happened?
Oh, my head is killing me. It hurts to move.
Ooh, was it all the drinking from last night?
Yep. Got a major hangover.
Why didn't you try my soda trick?
I did, but once I ran out, the director refilled my glass with liquor.
Oh my. How much did you end up drinking?
It's all a blur now, but at least 2 beers, a glass of wine, and many shots of baijiu.
My goodness, why didn't you call in sick?
I wish I could have. We have a high-profile client meeting in the afternoon.
I see. In that case, I'd recommend you take a couple aspirin with a few glasses of water and go lie down until your meeting starts.
That sounds like a great idea. Thanks, Joyce.
All right, so it is the morning after the business dinner, and Bob clearly doesn't look that great.
Right. In fact, Joyce even says, you know, Bob, you don't look so well,
mm-hmm.
which I think is just a really nice, well, it's not nice to hear.
Right.
But I mean, it is a really natural thing to say, like if someone's really tired or just kind of looks sick.
Yeah. So she asks him what happened.
Oh, my head is killing me.
Hmm. So basically he's got a headache.
He's got a big headache.
Yeah.
Right. This is a really interesting pattern. My something is killing me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not literally killing him.
Right.
I suppose it could.
Uh-huh.
It's possible. But it just means that something hurts.
A lot.
A lot, right? So we're going to put this into the grammar section today. I think we should mention, just now that I've mentioned hurt, a lot of my friends do often say, like, my head is very pain.
Which
it just doesn't really make sense.
Uh-huh.
You usually say just like, my head hurts.
Right, so we could either say something hurts or we can say something is in pain.
I'm in pain, yeah. Mm. My neck is in pain. I'm in pain.
Right.
I don't really get headaches, but my neck always hurts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after drinking. In any case, Bob says it hurts to move. So mm-hmm. this probably sounds like a, you know, whole body pain.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Joyce is curious if it was from all the drinking last night.
Yep. Got a major hangover.
Mm. All right. So a hangover is basically what Bob is going through right now.
Right. The day after drinking.
Mm-hmm. So not only does he have a really big headache, he's also in a lot of pain.
Yeah, he could be, he doesn't say, but mm-hmm. he could be, you know, bleh.
Right.
Puking,
uh-huh.
Yeah, probably didn't sleep very well last night, so probably also very tired.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Joyce is curious why he didn't try her soda trick.
Ah, right. So if you guys remember from the last lesson, from mm-hmm. the day before, Joyce suggested that he just carry around some soda.
Yes. So this word trick here is used kind of to mean a shortcut or a little bit of advice.
Sure, even a tip, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, because oftentimes this word trick can mean like fool
mm-hmm.
or even cheat somebody.
Right.
Like, you know, like with little kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, like my grandfather always tricked me. Like he told me he was 29 years old
uh-huh.
and I believed him.
Wow. Now, in this case, it's kind of like a hack.
Okay.
So, for example, we could say, the trick to speaking American English is to pretend your sentences are just one long word.
Yes, just go on and on and on and... Yes, exactly. It's funny you should say that, a trick to something, right? Because I was thinking... the door in our studio. We have a great studio, tremendous studio, but the door, it's a little bit difficult to close. There is a trick to it.
Yes, right. So in this case, we're saying there's a little bit of skill, right? That like something you need to know about how to do something.
Actually, come to think of it, just about every door I've ever had in China has needed a trick to open.
Really?
Yeah, you know, you gotta pull back and then turn the key just a little bit and then push and then turn.
Right.
Now, the other trick I was thinking about was like a magic trick.
Oh, yes. I actually love watching magic tricks.
So this is just what a magician does, you know, pulling a rabbit out of a hat, sawing the lady in half. I used to like doing card tricks.
Right.
But I wasn't very good at them. I didn't trick anybody.
Or we can also say that a lot of people will train their pets to do tricks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was very young, I had a dog, a very stupid dog, and she could not do any tricks. She could sit.
Okay.
And that was about it. But then I saw other dogs, you know, like, sit, come here, stay,
roll over. It's okay. Not every dog is meant to do tricks.
That's right. Hey, and that reminds me, there is a really good phrase, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, which I don't necessarily believe, but a lot of people use that as an excuse. For example, when studying English, I can't study English because I'm too old and blah, blah, blah. Mm. So remember, you can teach old dogs new tricks.
All right. So moving along, he says he did use the soda trick, but once he ran out, the director refilled his glass with liquor.
Okay, so, this seems quite...
familiar?
yes, exactly. So, run out of something or ran out of something just means that there's no more of it.
Yes.
So, it could be like your phone runs out of battery. It could be you run out of eggs or milk.
Right.
Or in this case, he just ran out of soda.
And instead of getting another soda, it seems that the director refilled his glass with liquor.
Sneaky. Sneaky director. Okay, so glass here.
Now, in this case, it means the cup that held the soda.
Okay.
Usually it's glass, but sometimes it's, you know, made of something else.
It doesn't have to be made of glass. In my mind, you know, like, for example, I'm looking at a coffee cup right now. It is not made of glass. Even if it were made of glass, I still would probably call it a coffee cup.
I don't
think I would call it a coffee glass. Whereas, like, with alcohol, with liquor, even if it were in a like a cup, like a plastic cup, I probably would still say like glass of wine.
Right. So a lot of times we will use this as not just the actual cup, but as a measure word for certain drinks.
Right. A glass of wine, a glass of, you know, beer, I guess. I always like drinking beer right from the bottle, but a lot of people like to drink it from the glass.
Or we can always say, like, you know, a glass of water or even a glass of milk.
Right, exactly. Okay, and just remember here, guys, that the plural of glass is glasses, which is the same word as the things that you put on your face to see.
Right.
But glasses, the things on your eyes, can't be called glass. Even if it's just one, it's going to be a pair of glasses.
All right, so now Joyce is curious how much he ended up drinking.
But he doesn't really know, does he?
He says it's all a blur now.
It's all a blur. Okay, so if something is a blur or blurry, it means it's not clear.
Right. And here he's saying a blur. He could just mean like, it was a mess. You know,
right.
I don't even remember.
I don't remember what happened at all.
But he continues to say he had at least two beers, a glass of wine, and many shots of baijiu.
Okay, so we did mention last time baijiu.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested just calling it baijiu.
Baijiu.
But, I mean, just the point is don't call it rice wine. Mm. Whatever you do, you don't call it rice wine. I guess rice liquor is okay.
Yeah.
Chinese rice liquor.
Yeah.
But I really would just suggest you just call it what it is.
Mm. Now here we see a couple of measure words. Glass appears again.
Mm.
And then shots.
Shots, shots, shot, 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 shots.
So a shot is basically 2 ounces of usually quite a strong liquor.
Right, and you drink it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sip on it, you don't enjoy it.
Right.
You just shoot it.
Now, other than glass and shots, I think there's also one for beer, which is pints.
Pints, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So you go to the bar with your friends, buy a couple of pints.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think is interesting here is, you know, a lot of these drinks have, you know, a definite specific measure word, right? Like a shot of this, glass of that. But some of them we don't really use a measure word at all.
Right. I would say for cocktails specifically, you would just say a.
Right.
So one or two.
One, right. So my favorite cocktail is called the Old Fashioned.
Ooh.
So yeah, I just say, can I have an Old Fashioned?
Mm, right. For me, I would probably order a gin and tonic.
Oh, yeah. So a gin and tonic. Exactly. Mm-hmm. In any case, just to help you guys, the next time you go to the bar, we're going to put all of these different measure words into the culture section.
All right. Sounds good. So Joyce wants to know why he didn't call in sick.
Okay, call in sick, something I know quite well. Jenny, I hope you're not listening.
So what is calling in sick?
It's, well, calling your boss or your office and, you know, hey, I can't come into work today.
Or it could be school.
Could be school. Yeah, you're right. It could be school.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have been out of school for so long that in my mind it's working.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, generally when you call in sick, you know, you always want to make yourself sound very, 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 very sick.
Mm.
Oh, I can't make it, Jenny.
But, you know, now that, especially in China, we use WeChat so often.
Ah, yeah.
I don't think people have to put on a show as much.
Right, exactly. It is interesting, though, because, like, you can fake sick, right? You can pretend that you are sick, but the word wouldn't change. If you are very sick and you don't go to your office, you call in sick.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not sick and you just want to go to see the basketball game,
right,
you would also call in sick.
So it seems that that idea definitely crossed Bob's mind at one point.
Yeah, it sounds like it did. And the reason that he didn't call in sick was because they had a high-profile client meeting that day.
Mm, all right. So high-profile is basically someone who's probably pretty important or famous.
Or famous. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. In fact, usually I would break high-profile into, like, 2 categories. One is, like, people, like, client, lawyer, you know, just person who is just very famous and important.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one would be, like, cases.
Okay, right? So what attracts attention?
Right, a high-profile case, a high-profile murder, high-profile divorce.
Oh, yes, especially between those celebrities.
I was thinking Brad Pitt,
and
Angelina Jolie. Like, that is the perfect example of a high-profile divorce.
Mm, right. And on the opposite side, we have low-profile.
Mm, right. So, like, that's kind of us.
But I think there's a difference because it's not just normal people.
Right.
Low profile is going to still apply to famous people and celebrities who basically just don't appear in the news as often.
Right. We always say that they keep a low profile or try to keep a low profile.
Right, right.
You go on vacation, you put on sunglasses and a hat.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And then Joyce replies, I see.
And so what does she see?
So she's not literally looking at something.
Mm.
She's basically saying she understands.
Right. Okay, I see.
And notice that she didn't say, I know.
Yeah, I feel a lot of times when people say, I know, after they've just learned something, it sounds really strange.
And a little bit rude sometimes.
Maybe a little bit rude, too, yeah. Mm. Whereas, oh, I see. That means that, like, before I didn't know, mm-hmm. now I know.
Right.
Whereas when you say, I know something, it means you've always known it.
Right. So just remember, if someone's explaining something or telling you news,
right,
then you can reply with, I see.
Ah, I see.
All right, so she says, in that case, I'd recommend you take a couple aspirin with a few glasses of water and go lie down until the meeting starts.
Okay, in that case. Basically a fancy way to say, so, so there.
Right, so in other words, or we can also replace this with, well.
Yeah, well, okay, all right, well. Or maybe it's another way to say, like, since. Or, you know, like, since this is the way it is,
mm-hmm.
then here is my recommendation.
Right. And her recommendation is to take a couple aspirin with a few glasses of water.
Okay. Aspirin.
Painkiller.
Yeah. It's medicine. It will kill your pain.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. It could kill your liver as well if you take too many of them. But it will definitely help you with that hangover.
And she also advises him to lie down.
Okay, so lie down. I guess that's also the dog trick we were talking about before.
Right.
Lie down. But in this case, I just have one very, very simple question.
Okay.
Why is it lie down and not lay down?
Okay, that's a great question. She says lie down because he is himself going to lie down.
Hmm.
But if you want to use lay down, then you have to be laying something down.
Something down, right? Mm-hmm. Lay some flowers on the ground or lay carpet in the new home.
Right. However, I think a lot of people might just use lay down in everyday language.
Right. Don't forget, guys, native speakers make a lot of mistakes.
Yes, definitely. Now, in addition to actually lying down on, for example, a bed.
Mm.
The other meaning of lying down is probably taking a nap.
Yeah, in fact, I actually call naps lie downs.
Lie downs.
I'm going to go take a lie down.
Right. It just sounds kind of funny if you tell someone to take a nap or to sleep at work.
Yes, I mean, we all do it.
Uh-huh.
Every single one of us does it. I know you guys do it too. Mm-hmm. Don't try and lie. But, yeah, we wouldn't really say, like, sleep. Like, hey, you should go sleep until the meeting starts.
Mm-hmm.
Or, Diana, you know, you look tired today. Why don't you just sleep before we record this?
Right. Or even take a nap, even though it is a nap.
Right.
But when you say lie down, it's like, you know, it includes taking a break.
Mm.
It includes taking a nap.
Sure.
And also just relaxing.
Just relaxing or even resting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that we are going to have a little rest here while you guys listen to Joyce and Bob talk one more time about the hangover.
All right.
Hey, Bob. You don't look so well. What happened?
Oh, my head is killing me. It hurts to move.
Ooh, was it all the drinking from last night?
Yep. Got a major hangover.
Why didn't you try my soda trick?
I did, but once I ran out, the director refilled my glass with liquor.
Oh my. How much did you end up drinking?
It's all a blur now, but at least 2 beers, a glass of wine, and many shots of baijiu.
My goodness, why didn't you call in sick?
I wish I could have. We have a high-profile client meeting in the afternoon.
I see. In that case, I'd recommend you take a couple aspirin with a few glasses of water and go lie down until your meeting starts.
That sounds like a great idea. Thanks, Joyce.
Okay, Diana, we can't talk about hangovers without talking about hangover cures.
Right. So do you have any good hangover cures?
McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's breakfast.
Interesting. Anything in particular?
I think it's the really greasy eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't need to be McDonald's. I think I don't drink nearly as much anymore as when I was a bit younger, but, you know, my friends and I would always go to breakfast the next day.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we finally all get up and, we just have a really, really, you know, big breakfast, lots of eggs and bacon and toast. Lots of butter.
Sounds delicious.
Coffee. Now, what about you?
Well, a hangover is basically severe lack of water, dehydration.
Right.
So for me, I guess I would have to say I haven't experienced many hangovers in my life because the first time I experienced it was pretty awful.
Right.
So I made a point to drink a lot of water.
Yes.
Right after drinking a lot of alcohol before I went to bed.
Before you go to bed, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people even drink things like Gatorade
or
stuff like that before you go to bed, just because, you know, Gatorade has all that stuff in it that kind of helps your body to heal a little bit after you put all that poison into it.
Yeah.
Delicious poison. But of course, what we want to know is, do you guys ever suffer from hangovers?
And what do you do once you wake up with that crazy headache?
I have a feeling I can guess some of your answers already because I have been introduced to certain Chinese medicine that has been around for a long, long, long time that definitely helps people who are drunk.
I want to take a guess. Does this have to do with something that's liquid and hot?
It just might. In any case, if you guys know what I am talking about, why not put that into the comment section along with your, you know, favorite drinks, favorite cures. Or, you know, if you just want to ask Diana or myself out for a drink, that's okay too.
Always welcome.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Hope all of your future hangovers are very, very, very small. And we'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my. Temperature rise like a summer.